when we talk about change, and if we are changing just because the present is very bad, then it is a compromise. It's not necessarily an improvement. Yeah, there can be various spurs for change. And sometimes, just the frustration with the negative might be also a spur for the change. You see, Krishna talks in the Bhagavad Gita of four kinds of people who become spiritual inquirers, or who grow spiritual, or who approach him to grow spiritual. And one of them, he says, they're distressed. So those who are disappointed and distressed in life, they come to him. Now, that's not a very noble motive to come to God. There's no interest in God per se. They're simply distressed. But anyway, we embark on a spiritual journey, that is good. And Krishna appreciates them as pious, as virtuous. Similarly, sometimes we may just need that jolt where the present is so frustrating, so exasperating that we change over. And now the direction in which we change, that varies. So for example, say somebody has problems in life, they may go to God. Others may just try to drink and try to forget their problems. So like that, the present, when we give it up or we seek to change it, whatever be the impetus for that, that is not as important as where we go in changing it. So it is a compromise in the sense that we are simply choosing the lesser problem. Here there's a problem, there's a problem.
Yeah.
But in choosing the lesser problem, if we actually choose the right direction and grow, it is fine. It's like I have pain in my body, and I'll have financial pain if I decide to take treatment for it. Both ways there is pain. But if I find out a good treatment that works, and if it is a pain that makes me take a treatment, develop a health regimen, and actually become healthy, then that is good. So it's not so much why I make a particular choice, but how well that choice turns out to be and how well I move forward on that choice. So initial impetus can be negative. It can be just a compromise. But whatever way it is, if somehow that brings us in the right track, then that is, if say, it's good if I am normally healthy and I start exercises to stay healthy. But if I fall sick, at that time I decide to start doing exercise. That's simply, again, I would say it's not really my health consciousness. It's just my desire to avoid pain. But if that leads eventually to good health, that's positive. Does that address your question? Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yeah. I'll take a little.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
I think I have a question also.
Yeah.
But the thing is that